What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Llewellyn Deeds from United Way of Licking County. This Friday, you can help support local schools with their Stuff the Hygiene Bus event. Llewellyn, tell us a little bit about this event.
So we are excited to have our first ever Stuff the Hygiene Bus at Kroger's on North 21st Street this Friday from 9 to 2. We are collecting items that for us is just a, let me stop at the store and pick it up, but for others it's a real need. So we're looking at feminine hygiene products, deodorant, shampoo, body wash, all those basics that most of us have in our pantry, but for many students, that's a luxury or it's something that they've ran out of. So it's an inconvenience for some of us. For them, it can mean I'm not going to school this week. So we are going to collect these items, and then we're putting them in high schools in what we call the hygiene hubs, where students can just walk in, take the items, whatever they need, and making sure that they're clean, feel secure, and are able then to come to school.
I feel like you brought up a really good point there, Llewellyn. This isn't something that people think about a lot, the struggling families who, for them, they make sure their basic needs are met and that's it. You know, they can't afford these extra items that maybe me and you could be able to afford. So for those who want to help support local schools, what kind of items can they contribute to help?
So again, laundry detergent, deodorant, body soap, feminine hygiene products, and even cleaning products as well. And then because we're at Kroger's and we all love to do a good shopping while we're there, we're looking for shelf-safe food items. And there are a couple of our hygiene hubs that also will have food items there, so that's where they're going. They're all going back to the high schools where students come back in for the school year excited. These are going to be some items to make life a little easier.
Are you guys actually going to be stuffing a real bus?
We are. So a shout out to Licking Valley and Mickey Archer, who's the head of the transportation there. She's providing us with a bus and a bus driver. Tina Stevens will be out there on the bus, and that's what we're doing. We have some volunteers coming. If you want to volunteer, you can go to unitedwaylc.org. That's our website. Click on Get Involved, and you can see some different projects there. We're looking for some volunteers to come help us stuff the bus and then bring it back to United Way where we're unloaded and start getting ready to pack for the school year here soon.
The school year will be here before you know it, and the summer is just flying by. Now, is there anything else coming up with the United Way of Licking County that you want to share with us, Llewellyn?
We are getting ready for our next biggest event, which is the Week of Caring. That kicks off on September 13th. We have 20-plus projects. We'll be putting them out on that same website I mentioned, unitedwaylc.org. And individuals, families, and companies can go on there and pick a project and do it for the week. We're helping many of our funded partners, the nonprofits in the community, and some of our villages get those landscaping, painting, power washing projects done by bringing in a team of the workers. And it is a ton of fun. You get a t-shirt, and we have a kickoff lunch on the 13th at the Canal Market.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.